Is this thing on for a third time? All right, so we take this first part of the podcast to just think about and reflect on our first unit, right? It was called Camp Interdependence. It was all about national parks. And I know that it's now April and this began in August. But if you look back on things you enjoyed during that time in that first unit, what do you remember? What did you love? What are some special memories?
The Everglades.
You like learning about the Everglades? Yeah. Why do you think you like that so much?
Just learning about the wildlife and the vegetation.
Nice, cool.
Making the bison.
So tell me about your bison.
My bison was like, the eyes were like, squishy, and then like it had like a squishy body.
Oh, did it? Okay, but what materials did you use? Do you remember?
Fabric, cotton, tape.
Nice.
And toilet paper tubes.
Bennett, what do you remember?
I remember doing the blanket challenge where I had to turn the blanket over without stepping on the ground.
Was your group successful?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
No.
But you remember you enjoyed it?
Yes.
Fabulous. Greetings, happy Friday, happy spring. Welcome back to another episode of our fourth grade class podcast, Pick Your Perfect Park, a national park podcast according to kids. I'm Miss Fergali.
Miss Robertson.
And Miss Hanks.
And we're so excited to welcome you back to a new episode featuring another national park. These three fourth graders have worked so hard to research and learn about a national park, and they're here to share with you. But before they do that, let's let them introduce themselves.
I'm Alex.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Bennett Doy.
Yay! And we are going to get right to it and let you three share about your park, Doy. All right. So, Ryan, what is the name of your park?
The Petrified Forest.
And Bennett, when and how was your park founded?
It was founded in 1906 by President Theodore Roosevelt, and it was made a national monument in 1962.
Awesome.
Alex, where is Petrified Forest?
In the Painted Desert in northeastern Arizona.
Wonderful. Ryan, what kinds of plants could we find there?
The juniper, the crisp leaf, leaf, buckwheat, and cliff roses.
And Bennett, what kind of animals are found at your park?
You can find a walking stick, a rabbit, and a spider lizard.
Mm. You want to see that rabbit the most. What
I'm
do you want
sure
to see?
I'm pretty sure it was actually spider and lizard, not spider lizard. I'm not sure, though.
Okay. We'll have to TBD, right? TBD.
Alex, natural features. What does Petrified Forest National Park look like?
It has petrified trees, a volcano, a butte, and a hoodoo.
Oh, the hoodoos. Yeah, very cool. Ryan, what is the weather and climate like at the Petrified Forest?
The average humidity is below 50%, but it gets very hot and the occasional thunderstorms.
And what are some problems at your park?
Field sites are being vandalized, so don't vandalize field sites.
Yeah, you got it.
Alex, if we were going to go there, how long would it take us to get there from Roswell, Georgia?
23 hours and 33 minutes driving.
It's very long.
It's very long.
I can say firsthand, it takes a very long time to get there, but hopefully you can stop along the way.
Teacher.
All right. So, Ryan, if you could share some tourist information for your park, please.
It has petrified trees and one giant volcano with a lot of hiking trails.
Awesome.
Or hiking trails.
Mm-hmm. And why would someone want to visit your park, Bennett?
Because there is a Rainbow Forest Museum with a Blue Mesa room.
Cool.
Alex, do you have any questions about Petrified Forest? Things we haven't figured out yet.
How are animals at Yosemite the same and different from the Petrified Forest?
Well, that's a good question.
And what would have happened if the Petrified Forest was not a national park?
Mm. And Bennett, what questions do you have about your park?
How old is Petrified Forest?
Like, how long has it been around? Those are some good questions to leave us with. Maybe we can take the time to research with in the future. Well, thank you so much for coming and recording your podcast with us today. We hope everyone has a wonderful weekend, gets outside. Hopefully it doesn't rain. Take care.
Bye.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.